there is a possibility of eliminating all negative thoughts. As time goes by, and the deeper the meditation, coupled with analytical meditation, negative emotions and thoughts can be eventually eliminated. This state of mind, having eliminated negative emotions, is what we usually call nirvana, moksha, or cessation. Cessation does not mean the cessation of our consciousness or cessation of oneself. It means cessation of negative emotions. People get the impression that cessation, or nirvana, is nothingness, and that all feelings, consciousness, and things dissolve in emptiness. There is nothing left. That is wrong. Actually, nirvana is the completely purified state of one's own mind. It is the ultimate nature of mind that has removed all afflictive emotions. It is our responsibility to feel, yes, there is a way and something worthwhile to achieve. So we should try to investigate the suffering nature of life. And on getting frustrated with that, we should develop the feeling of renunciation in order to achieve nirvana, which is permanent liberation. Actually, our real enemy, the real troublemaker or destroyer of happiness, is within ourselves. For example, anger, hatred, attachment, and extreme greed are the destroyers of inner peace. Whereas the external enemy, no matter how powerful, simply cannot destroy inner peace. If someone is mentally calm and peaceful, it does not matter even if that person is surrounded by hostility, because the person will feel very little disturbance. On the other hand, if you are mentally unhappy, restless, or disturbed, even if you are surrounded by best friends or the best facilities, you will not get peace and happiness. So inner peace and the source of it are the inevitable end or result of a tranquil and settled mind. Thus, the inevitable and ultimate cause of mental calmness and happiness cannot be any external factor. The ultimate source of mental peace can be destroyed only by one's anger and negative thoughts. A wise person will not allow anger or hatred to manifest themselves because nobody wants unhappiness or suffering. If you want to attain happiness, you must take care about the ultimate source of happiness. You must practice love, kindness, and try to reduce your anger. These are not religious matters, but concern our daily happiness. At the ordinary level, when negative thoughts of anger and attachment arise, these appear effective and helpful. For instance, when we are facing a problem, losing or failing, anger comes as a protector or supporter. Anger tells us not to fear and allows itself to be expressed. An angry person is almost mad and uses harsh words or indulges in harmful physical actions, and so on. In a way, anger gives us a boldness or force. Similarly, when attachment arises, it comes as our best and dearest friend. Thus, unless we analyze very sincerely and seriously, it is very difficult to realize these are negative thoughts and realize their negative and false quality. When anger dominates our mind, we sometimes use harsh and unpleasant words. But when anger subsides, we feel embarrassed to withdraw our words, and so we avoid meeting the person we have had differences with. This shows that basically we do not want to use harsh words, but anger at that time made us lose all control. Therefore, anger is an enemy and is not useful or reliable. In some other cases, we need a strong countermeasure against anger. When something happens, analyze and thoroughly investigate the situation. If it needs an effective countermeasure, take it without anger, as any action motivated by anger will be ineffective. Also, in many cases, decisions taken under the influence of anger are usually found to be wrong.